Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Well, the last couple weeks, we've been talking about this concept of giving with intention. When we give to God, we should give with intention. It's kind of like Christmas time. What makes Christmas so special is not random gifts that we give, but it's the thoughtful and intentional gifts that we give from the heart. That's really what makes giving so beautiful. And it's the intention behind the gift that makes it so special. So we've been talking about that, talking about giving with intention. The first week we talked about how it's relational, not religious. When we give, it should be relational, not religious. We talked about how it's covenant, not casual, last week. So if you missed any of those messages, I really believe these are transformational words. You can listen to them, go back and listen to them on the website. I believe it's going to be a powerful blessing to God's people when we see how that we can give with intention. As kids, when we grow up, we see our parents doing certain things, and we see older people doing things, and we begin to imitate those things. We begin to mimic those behaviors, and we may not understand why we do what we're doing, but we're seeing somebody else do it, and we're trying to follow suit with those things. Later, we grow up, and we can ask ourselves, well, why was I doing that? Why is the reason that we do this? What's the purpose? What's the intention? So we grow up doing things that we don't really know why we're doing them per se. But as we mature and grow into adulthood, we begin to ask ourselves, why? Have you ever done that? You begin to ask yourself, why do I do this? So from a spiritual standpoint, this happens too. In our faith walk, we can grow up seeing other people doing certain things and not fully understand them. So when we try to enter in and mimic these behaviors, sometimes we don't understand the fullness of what we are supposed to be doing. We understand it's supposed to be done, but we don't fully understand the intention behind it. So it becomes ceremonial. We can find ourselves doing certain spiritual things out of ceremony instead of intention or understanding. So today I want to talk to you about how giving should be sacrificial, not ceremonial. In the case of giving, sometimes we can become ceremonial because we don't fully understand the why behind certain things. We're doing it because it seems right. We see others doing it in the faith. Therefore, it becomes ceremonial to us instead of what it was intended to be. So today we're going to talk about that, how giving to God should be sacrificial, not ceremonial. You say that with me? Sacrificial, not ceremonial. There's a story in 2 Samuel, and it revolves around David, 2 Samuel 24, and it says David had done something really wrong. And as a consequence of this sin, a plague broke out over the whole nation, and this plague was killing thousands of people, and David is desperately searching for a way to make things right. And it says the prophet Gad comes to David and tells him, you need to build an altar and repent. I want to read this for you. 2 Samuel 24, 18. That day, Gad came to David and said to him, build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. So David went up to what the Lord had commanded him, but when Arunah saw the king and his men coming towards him, he came and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. Why have you come, my lord, the king? Arunah asked. And David replied, I have come to buy your threshing floor and build an altar to the Lord there so that he will stop the plague. Take it, my lord, the king, and use it as you wish, Arunah said to David. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and you can use the threshing boards and ox yokes for wood to burn the fire on the altar. I will give it all to you, your majesty, and may the Lord your God accept your sacrifice. But the king replied to Arunah, no, I insist on buying it. For I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing. So David paid him 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen. David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. Sometimes we want God to move in our lives, but we're only being religious in how we are seeking God. We're looking for a breakthrough, but we're just practicing ceremony instead of obedience. This is important that we understand this, because I sit in meetings, I talk to different people, and I hear a lot about breakthrough. I want breakthrough. I want breakthrough in this area. I want breakthrough in that area. I'm praying that God do this. We're looking for a breakthrough, but we're just practicing ceremony instead of obedience. Ceremony from the outside looks great. It looks great, but it bears no fruit. That's exactly what Jesus said to the Pharisees when he showed up. He said, look, you look right on the outside, but you're bearing no fruit. You have ceremony, but you have no results. You have ceremony, but not what it takes to get close to and please God. In the story, David approaches God differently. He goes to build an altar to cry out to God for the protection and salvation of his nation. He understands, though, that ceremony alone is not going to cut it. We have to understand that. Ceremony alone is not going to cut it. Just having an altar is not enough. It had to cost David something. The sacrifice would not be a sacrifice without sacrifice. The sacrifice would not be a sacrifice without sacrifice. So David says, I insist on buying the land. I insist on paying a price for the sacrifice. So he buys the land at full price, and David says, I will not offer God something that costs me nothing. I want this to really register with all of us today. David said, it's got to cost me something if it's going to mean something. I want you to think about this as you approach how you give to God. It's got to cost me something if it's going to mean something. David's thought process was, it's got to cost me something if it's going to mean something. David was looking for breakthrough. He found breakthrough, but he had to have authentic sacrifice, not ceremony. There's a great parallel in the ministry of Jesus in a story that he told in the book of Luke where Jesus is watching people give. Not just a story. This is something that was an illustrated thing that happened, and he taught the disciples from it. And I want to read this to you, Luke 21, 1 through 4. While Jesus was in the temple, it's a funny story, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts into the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. So this would be seen as totally inappropriate, right? I want you to think about somebody that's a church leader, like watching you give. Like they're like, inappropriate, right? We would see that as totally, like, that's the wrong thing to do. That's a private thing. But Jesus is doing this. He is close enough to the people that he can literally see what they're giving. Think about this for a second. Imagine if Jesus was looking over your shoulder watching what you put in your phone as you're giving. That's what he was doing in this story. He was evaluating the character of the people that were giving. Jesus said many people that day gave out of their surplus, but the widow gave everything she had. Jesus was moved by the woman who gave sacrificially. He was not moved by the people who gave ceremonially. There are a lot of people coming up. They were just doing the same thing they always did. It was ceremonial. It was a habit. It was a routine. But then there was this woman that gave sacrificially. And watch this. It caught the Lord's attention. The widow gave out of faith. The widow made a sacrifice that caught the Lord's attention. And watch this. A sacrificial gift will catch the Lord's attention. There's something here to see in this story. There's something that Jesus was trying to show us. Everybody else that day was giving ceremonially. One person was giving sacrificially, and it caught God's attention. If we go back to David and the plague, something was off. Something was wrong in his life, in the nation. There's an emergency. David's approval rating, I'm sure, is plummeting. David's response is to build an altar and make a sacrifice. Not a ceremonial sacrifice, but a sacrifice. He said, I'm not going to give God something out of ceremony. I'm going to give God something sacrificially. So why is a sacrifice such a big deal? Why is it such a big deal to God? God always uses a sacrifice to unlock blessings. God always uses a sacrifice to unlock blessing. Please hear this if you're looking for breakthrough in your life. God always uses a sacrifice to unlock blessings. I want you to think about this. When God wanted to bless and redeem mankind, He gave a sacrificial gift of His only begotten Son. He unlocked salvation and redemption through the sacrificial gift of Jesus. When Jesus sacrificially gave His life, it unlocked eternal blessings on mankind. God's sacrificial giving unlocked a blessing on your and my life. What blessing do you think God wants to unlock in your life in this season? What blessing do you think God wants to unlock in your life in 2026? I want to tell you, it won't come by ceremony. It won't come by being religious. But a sacrifice unlocks God's blessing. If I want this type of blessing, if I want this type of breakthrough in my life, the question becomes, what type of sacrifice is required? David needed to stop a plague. He had to present the sacrifice that would unlock the blessing of God. God is looking for sacrifice, not ceremony. God led the way with the sacrificial gift of His Son. Jesus led the way with the sacrificial gift of His life on the cross. Blessings were released, not just in one season, but continuously. This is the power of sacrificial giving. Let me look at it again in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How many does that sound good to you? God supplying all your needs. I like the sound of that. I want God to supply all my needs. And we love to quote this scripture. But it's important, if we're going to quote this scripture, that we fully understand it in the context that it was given by Paul. Paul is taking another ministry journey. This is the backstory. And he's encouraging the Philippian church family to give. He says, in essence, as you give sacrificially, I know that my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. So the provision of God, Paul is telling us, will be there for those that are willing to participate in kingdom giving. Also, he says, I'm thankful for you, Philippians, because when nobody else gave, you guys gave to my missions trips. When no one else was supporting financially, you did. And now I want to encourage you that God will supply all your needs. Let's read it. Philippians 4, 15, 19. Wanted to set that in context for you. He says, as you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I'm generously supplied with the gifts you sent me from Ephrodites. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his riches, his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So if you understand this, you'll understand God does not want to get something from you. God wants to get something to you. Paul's heart was not to get something from the Philippian church. It was to get something to them. Yes, he was collecting an offering. Yes, but he was also saying the greater thing is that God wants to bless you. That was his heart. What was pleasing to him? He said that there was something that was pleasing to God. He said the sacrificial offering was a sweet-smelling aroma to God. And the outflow of this sacrificial gift was that God would supply all their needs. It wasn't ceremony, it was sacrifice that moved the heart of God. So Paul was encouraging the people, because of their sacrificial gift, that God would in fact supply all their needs. So I want to wrap this up and conclude with this thought. Sacrificial giving takes faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, we can't sacrificially give. It's clear that God has sacrificially given to us. It's clear in the Word that sacrificial giving moves God. It's clear that sacrificial giving gets God's attention. What is it in this season that you believe God wants to unlock for you? Where do you need a breakthrough? And what do you think sacrificial giving could unlock? Paul said, and my God shall supply all your needs. It's a different thought process. In the kingdom of God, it's not the worldly thought process. The worldly thought process, if I give, I have less. The spiritual concept is, if you give, then my God will supply all your needs. When I give, I participate in the spiritual economy. The place that God wants to get us to is that he supplies all of our needs. There will be sacrifices that we have to make. Some of those sacrifices are when we give. But we know that we can never outgive God. Our sacrifice releases his blessing over us. There's a cycle that God wants to unlock in our lives. It's the cycle of giving and receiving. We receive God's salvation and we give him our lives. We receive his redemption and we give him our praise. Always with God, it's cycles of giving and receiving. What cycles do you want to start today? Genesis says in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. There will always be this cycle going on as long as the earth remains. sowing and reaping, seed time, harvest, giving, receiving. God wants to unlock blessings over his people by us understanding how to give with intention. I believe this is one of the big advancements, big last advancements that God wants to do for us in 2025. God wants to bless his people, but it takes sacrifice, not ceremony. Covenant, not casual. Relationship, not religion. This is what it means to be intentional. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you for what you want to do with your people. And Jeremiah 29:11 says you have good plans. Plans to prosper, not to harm us, to give us hope and a future. God, I know there's some people here that are looking for hope financially. They're looking that God's hand of blessing would be on their life in some area or another. God, I thank you that you do have good plans. Plans to prosper them. But as citizens of the kingdom, you want us to realize we have access to greater things. We have access to your promises. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. God, and you want to open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing so much that we cannot contain it. But we have to learn the power of giving with intention. It can't just be ceremony. It has to be sacrificial. It can't just be casual. It has to be covenant. It can't just be religious. It's got to be relational. God, I thank you, Father, for what you want to do with your people, how you want to bless them in this season. God, let us not forget you are the reason for the season. The greatest gift given at Christmas time was Jesus. It's not something that we have under the tree. It's not a diamond ring. It's not a new car. The greatest gift is Jesus. You want to teach us how to give like you. With intention. So thank you, God. Let us meditate on that as we go throughout this week, God. And I pray, God, anybody that has got anxiety, worries, they're being burdened by different things that the enemy is trying to put on them. God, let them experience the freedom, the peace, God, and the prosperity that you have for their lives. And as our heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be in my faith. I feel like I've drifted. But I want to get back into right relationship with him. I feel like I've just been kind of drifting at sea, drifting away from him, but I want to reconnect. If that's you and you want to reconnect with Jesus, just slip up your hand. Let me pray for you today right where you are. Amen. Amen. If that's you, you said, I don't want to leave this place without knowing that I'm right with Jesus. Just slip up your hand. Let me pray for you today. Amen. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to repeat after me with this prayer. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say that with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for giving your life as a sacrifice so that I could be forgiven. Thank you for your love that you gave to me when I was a mess. Jesus, I'm sorry for drifting. I'm sorry for the times I've sinned and failed you. Give me a fresh start today. Teach me how to walk in your footsteps. Teach me how to live a life that pleases the Father. I receive your free gift of salvation. And I ask for your strength and wisdom to live this life and honor you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.